This is Ron Moss Ministries. I kind of wanted to, you know, kind of celebrate mothers now, since Mother's Day is this weekend, and with everything that's going on and all the stuff that's happening in our world right now, I just didn't want to miss that opportunity to celebrate mothers. You know, it's funny because I was just thinking about how, you know, different songs will kind of always kind of remind you, you know, I believe, of the way you feel or the way you felt about your mother. For me, because I came up through, you know, back in the day generations, there was a group called the Intruders who had a song that said, "I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl." And then you had Boys to Men that had a song for mama. And then you had Tupac that had a song called Dear Mama. You know, it was apparent that every generation, the one thing that they didn't forget was to lift up mama. And then you had even Shirley Caesar that had a song called I Remember Mama. And, you know, if you think about it for a moment, you know, there was very few people that would support you no matter what. No matter what you had done, no matter how much trouble you had been in, mama was going to be there no matter what. Mama had your back when nobody else did. Mama, if she had to, she would go borrow money to get you out of jail. Mama would go to the school and fuss out. I don't want to say cuss, but fuss out the teacher, even if you were in the wrong. But because she was your mama, she didn't want anybody to treat you in a negative way. Mama would go and speak on your behalf if you were trying to get a job, and if she had any kind of hookups and you had a criminal background trying to get back on your feet, she would speak on your behalf because she was your mama. And I think so often through the hustles and bustles of life, we forget about the love that our mama shared. And the reason why I say that, because all of us, particularly us men, us young brothers, should have as part of our process of life that our living should be an example for our mama. That we wouldn't want to make our mama feel bad hearing negative stuff out in the street when she raised me, when she raised you to be the best that you can be. When she raised you and raised me to with discipline and right and wrong. She almost gave up her whole life to make sure you had one. Mama would sacrifice for you. And so it kind of, you know, is kind of fitting to have this discussion on why are so many black men going to prison? Why are we having so much black on black crime? Why is it hard for us to lift each other up when we had mamas who were setting those examples? We had mamas who would make sure the neighbors' kids got taken care of. We had mamas who would discipline the neighbors' kids when they were getting out the way. We had mamas who would make sure that the neighbors' kids even got fed when they didn't have any food to eat. Mamas were kind of the leaders of the neighborhoods. mamas would step out and do right when others would do wrong. Now, I want you to understand something. I didn't say mamas were perfect, but I want to say that mamas knew how to love, and they would show their love. See, the problem would be sometimes you were looking at somebody else's family or looking at somebody else's mama and didn't understand your mama was being the best that she could be for what she had and what she knew. So I want to celebrate mama today. And particularly if you have a mama that's still alive, that's still in her right mind. And I don't care where she is, if she's in a nursing home, if she's at her home, or she's living with you, whatever the situation is, you need to really spend some time celebrating your mama. And if you hadn't spent any real time with her lately, you might want to change that up. Because if your mama is still living, if your mama is still here, brother, you're blessed. If you don't know it, you are blessed beyond measure. And I want to say this too. I want to make sure I say this because I think it's important. Maybe you didn't have the mama who wasn't there because she had a lot of other stuff going on. She was dealing with a lot of other things. And you put this separation between you and her and decided that you didn't need her. Can I help you out? If not for her, you wouldn't be here. If not for her, you wouldn't have came into this world with an opportunity to be better and do better. I say all that because in 1988, I lost my mother. My mother died of cirrhosis of the liver. My mother was an alcoholic. But I loved my mama. She was there for me. When I used to play rec league football, I can remember my mama would be at each game. And the parents would tell me that when I would run down the field, my mom would be on the sidelines running down the field, following me to the end zone. When I had some issues going on at school, my mama would make some phone calls, or my mama would be my voice. You know, back in the day, you know, folk would call you certain names that they weren't supposed to call you. And mama would give you permission to handle your business if you had to. If you had to knuckle up, you had permission from your mama. Mama was there when I needed her. I can remember one particular night because I was a writer and I would write things. And I remember writing a paper called My Proud Black Mama. I didn't know how, if I ever was going to present it to her. I didn't know how to. And I remember one night leaving it downstairs, and I went upstairs to get prepared to get ready for school, and it dawned on me I had left the paper downstairs. And when I went downstairs to get the paper, she was reading it. She didn't know I was watching her, so I went back upstairs. And it was probably one of the most happiest moments that I can think of, because at that point I felt like, you know, I spent my whole life not being able to tell her how much I loved her. But she had an opportunity to read just how I felt. And that meant something to me. And I remember it was September of 1988. I was at work that day. I got a phone call from my twin brother. He said, "You need to get to the hospital. they don't think mama gonna make it. And I remember going to the hospital. I remember seeing my mama. And I, you know, through the conversations with the doctors and everyone else, it was apparent that this was the end. I remember going to the chapel and praying for God to give her another chance. You know, I should have been praying that, make sure her soul was right, but I didn't want my mama to go. And she subsequently died. I remember crying about that, not just that day, but if I'm honest with you, even now, not just on Mother's Day, not just on her birthday, but can I tell you the times that I get emotional? I want to be able to share this with you because I think it's important. I get emotional when I see other people with their mama. Other people having interactions with their mama makes me emotional. But it also makes me happy. And it also makes me know that I hope they know what they have. The fact that they still have their mama. Every day since she's been gone, I gotta be honest with you, I miss my mama. I miss her laugh. I miss her telling me what to do. I miss her seriousness. She didn't play. But she was fun when she had wanted to be fun. My mom used to crochet. And she crocheted blankets and all that kind of stuff. I can remember my mama used to love Rambo. And so she used to love to watch Rambo on TV. She used to like to listen to old music. She used to sit in the living room and sit there and listen to old Al Green songs. And I can remember going out the door and seeing her sitting there. And oh, how I wish that I had my mama here today. Please, this Mother's Day and every day after that, spend some time with your mama. Spend some time letting her know how much you love her. Let her know how much you appreciate her. Every day that you don't is a day that you miss special time with your mother. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. I miss you, mama. Oh, yeah. Peace.